This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You're live on the Alex Jones Show. Coming up in the next segment before Alex joins us, we're going to play one of my videos that I put up a few days ago. The truth about depression. We're going to get into a discussion about how mainstream pop culture is glorifying, even fetishizing, depression, which is why more and more people are falling prey to it, with now 1 in 10 Americans taking antidepressants. So we're going to delve into that subject. For the moment, though, we have this headline up on Infowars.com from this morning. We got a video clip on this, which we can play in a moment. Obama says race relations have gotten better. This was his response to the brutal kidnap and racist torture of a mentally disabled 18-year-old boy, basically, at a mental age of a child there in Chicago. He denounced it, fair enough, he said it was terrible, but then he made a bizarre claim that race relations have gotten better. Let's play the clip.
I promise you, for the most part, race relations have gotten better. But I think what we've seen over the last several years when it comes to tensions between police and communities, the internet, horrific hate crimes of the sort that we appear to have seen
on Facebook. What is your reaction to that, actually?
It's terrible. And so part of what technology allows us to see now is the terrible toll that racism and discrimination and hate takes on families and communities. But that's part of how we learn and how we get better. We don't benefit from pretending that racism doesn't exist and hate doesn't exist. We don't benefit from not talking about it. The fact that these things are being surfaced means we can solve them.
So there's Obama's response to the racist hate crime attack on the 18-year-old boy in Chicago. He says that race relations under his term have gotten better. Well, that claim is completely contradicted by the facts. Obama just spun another fake news narrative there. If you look at the actual polls, which we quote in this article, Washington Post ABC News poll conducted in July last year found that, quote, more than 6 in 10 adults, that's 63% of the U.S. population, say race relations are generally bad, and a majority say they are getting worse. A CNN ORC poll released in October last year found that 54% of Americans think race relations between blacks and whites have become worse, an 11% increase on a similar poll conducted in June the previous year. Just 16% of Americans said that race relations had gotten better. Then you have a Gallup poll released in November that found 77% of Americans see the country as divided, with just 21% feeling America is united. So when you ask actual Americans how they feel about race relations, it's not great, to say the least. It's definitely not getting better. You have had 2 years of this hateful, divisive Black Lives Matter rhetoric. You've had Obama meeting with Black Lives Matter leaders, even after that same rhetoric inspired riots, inspired shooting of police officers. You had Hillary Clinton meeting with Black Lives Matter leaders, saying that she would be happy to change laws for them. That has done nothing to help race relations in America, because fundamentally, BLM is a black supremacist group. It is the black KKK. Has it been responsible for as many deaths as the KKK? Well, no. It's only been in existence for a couple of years as a movement. Is it a racist extremist group? Definitely. And it's only caused race relations to become worse in America. We're going to get more into it after the break, and Alex Jones is coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought
we are going to go to a special report here in a minute. The truth about depression, stay tuned for that one. But for the moment, I'm looking at InfoWarsStore.com and I'm looking at InfoWars Life Select. Now, the government is constantly stockpiling food. Yet we have this cultural narrative that anybody who does it privately is a complete kook, a doomsday prepper. Well, if the government's doing it, if they're preparing for what's coming, if you've got top experts saying we have societal chaos coming over the next 4 years, which we're going to get to that story later, then it makes complete sense. This has a 30-year shelf life. If nothing happens, you just eat it and you save money anyway. Absolutely huge discounts on InfoWars Life Select storable food. I've tried to buy storable food in Europe. In the UK, astronomical prices, absolutely ridiculous prices. You would be better off going to a supermarket and buying dried pasta. It's cheaper in the supermarket. It's just not worth the money buying this in the UK, in Europe, compared to the prices that that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Life Select 3 month. That is a $100 discount, almost $499 for a 3 month supply. 6 month supply is what? $250 discount, $895 for a 6 month supply. You go up to the 12 month supply, you're talking about, what's this, a $500 discount. Absolutely huge. And again, if nothing happens, 25-year shelf life, you just eat the food and you save money anyway, yet you have that insurance. You know, governments have collapsed in the past, countries have collapsed in the past, just because we have normalcy bias, just because it hasn't happened within our lifetimes doesn't mean that it will never happen, doesn't mean that we won't have problems in the future, especially given that elements, rogue elements of the intelligence community, are trying to start a war with Russia, literally, and have been doing for years now. So why shouldn't you prepare by getting the food insurance at InfoWarsLife.com? And it's a complete bargain compared to EU prices. Forget about it. Excellent bargains again. 4.6, 59 independent reviews, a 4.6 out of 5 rating. We don't write the reviews, folks. Those are independent reviews. Those people have got their InfoWars Life Select. They're happy with it. And massive discounts again on the 3, 6, and 12-month supply. So be sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com to take advantage of that special. Now, unfortunately, the death toll, again, is rising. They're talking about 14 shot, I think was the latest figure. 4 dead now confirmed. Eyewitnesses on MSNBC described the man, slender man, dark hair, according to witnesses. No details on ethnicity, according to the latest information that's coming out of Twitter based off of these reports. Eyewitnesses said that the shooter reloaded his gun and was able to take another shot, another round of shots at a different group of people. You see on the Drudge Report there, at least 4 dead. These death tolls always climb. Thankfully, it appears that they've got the shooter in custody. And again, will they use this for gun control? Will they use this for increased TSA groping? You can bet that somebody is going to try and exploit it for something, unless it turns out to be an Islamic terrorist, and then they will immediately bury it and try and move on very quickly indeed, like we saw after San Bernardino. So we're continuing to track what is happening there in Fort Lauderdale. For the moment, though, we're going to go to this special report, and Alex is going to come up after this. This is the truth about depression. We'll talk about it afterwards. Here's the special report.
1 in 10 Americans are now on antidepressants.
1 in 4 women in their 40s and 50s are on antidepressants.
The rate of antidepressant use has increased 400% over the last 2 decades.
Blue Monday.
No, not that one.
Blue Monday, the third week of January, is the most depressing day of the year for people living in the Northern Hemisphere.
The weather sucks, you're not getting enough sunlight, causing seasonal affective disorder.
You're in the most debt, you're more likely to be sick.
Christmas is just a memory, and your New Year's resolutions are already failing.
So you're more prone to depression than at any other time of the year.
But wait, those factors have always been in play.
None of this explains why depression has become so commonplace in modern society.
Well, I'll tell you why.
We're bathed in a culture that glorifies and fetishizes depression.
It's now a form of virtue signaling to constantly drone on about how depressed you are.
You see it all over YouTube, these sniveling hug and confess videos made by privileged millennial brats who haven't had a proper day of hardship in their entire lives.
They think they're being edgy,
when in fact they're engaging in just another form of basic bitchery.
You're a basic bitch.
Social media has created a generation of young people suffering from narcissistic personality disorder.
They try to one-up each other for depression brownie points with endless blubber fests about their poor privileged lives.
Meanwhile, people living in African mud huts literally give zero
f***s. Maladjustment is now trendy, and not in a kind of Morrissey emo grunge-esque chic kind of way.
And heaven knows I'm miserable now.
We've always had that.
I'm talking about this ridiculous idea that we've been forced to swallow, that constantly admitting weakness is a strength.
It isn't. Strength of mind is strength. Being constantly brushed off course by the slightest breeze and then having a whining fit about it isn't. They've transformed being anemic, weak-minded, and easily upset into a positive personality trait. This idea that we should all have permanent emotional incontinence. This idea that if we're not constantly sharing the latest chapter in our contrived mental breakdown for all the world to see, that we're somehow cold or inhuman. That's total BS. Strength of character used to be about the ability to deal with negative stuff without just falling to pieces at the first sign of distress. Now look what they've turned us into. Simpering pussies wallowing in our own misfortune whenever every tiny thing doesn't go our way. Over-eager to share every minor anxiety in a giant self-pitying Facebook post. Oh, but there shouldn't be a stigma around depression anymore. That's mean. Yes, there should. Just as there should be a stigma around smoking and obesity. Depression has become the new fat pride movement. Our culture is telling young people that depression is completely normal and should be embraced. You saw the media pushing this same narrative again after the death of Carrie Fisher. Depression is not normal, but allowing yourself to be indoctrinated with this idea that it is the primary reason why you can't beat it. This coerced mental fragility also renders you completely helpless when it comes to dealing with actual tragedy or hardships. They've turned us into complete pussies. Because pussies are easier to push around. French philosophers like Michel Foucault. They pushed this postmodern nihilistic bull that insanity was sanity, and that rampant hedonism was the only way to achieve fulfillment and happiness. Logically, the depression epidemic makes no sense. By every single objective factor, it's never been a better time to be a human being living in the West. Even amongst the poorest, our basic needs are met and exceeded. And depression was barely even a thing. It wasn't even talked about 50 or 60 years ago. So why is everyone so depressed now when we've got it so much easier? It's because you've been completely misled about what depression actually is. Depression is nothing more than dissatisfaction with life. It's temporary unhappiness. But the dominant culture and the pharmaceutical industry figured out that it could control people and make tons of money by treating depression as a pathological disease. So now depression is not unhappiness, but a medical condition, which it's the responsibility of the doctor to alleviate by medical means. And they're only too happy to, often being paid to do so, under the insane justification that depression is a chemical imbalance, which it isn't. We've been indoctrinated that everybody has a right to happiness. No, you don't. Happiness is earned by the way you live your life. If you make bad life choices, you become dissatisfied with life. You become depressed, and it's your fault. People make dreadful lifestyle decisions. They're lazy. They self-sabotage. And then they wonder why they still get depressed. You're not entitled to be happy.
You are entitled to nothing.
Your mood cannot be independent of the way you live your life. You can't eliminate dissatisfaction with your life by taking pills. The only cure is to change the way you live your life, to make better decisions, to create value, excitement, and authenticity in your life. Work on projects, start businesses, read, absorb worthwhile information, create something. Listen, I'm not trying to go all Tony Robbins on you. I don't have all the answers, but you need to reach for those higher levels in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Because society and the culture that we're subjected to does everything in its power to distract you from achieving self-actualization. You're not going to achieve self-actualization by taking pills or having endless conversations with therapists, most of whom don't give a damn about you anyway. Reject this barbarous, vulgar culture that pretends to offer you everything, yet only ever leaves you empty and isolated. Reject this idea that depression is a fait accompli, that you just have to accept and tolerate. Reject the normalization, glorification, and fetishization of mental illness.
Oh,
Truth About Depression. It's up on the Prison Planet Live YouTube channel if you want to check that out. We're going to talk about that more later if we have time, but we're going to cover the breaking news out of Fort Lauderdale. Coming up, Alex Jones after the break. Now, unfortunately, 5 confirmed dead in that shooting. More details are beginning to emerge. We'll be back to cover it live after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I'd been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Here live from the road. Paul Joseph Watson is hosting the transmission, but obviously I am breaking in to give my breakdown and my analysis on a lot of the big current developments happening across the world. First off, in the next segment, we'll get into rogue elements inside Western intelligence agencies that are attempting to delegitimize Trump, what we can expect in the next 13, 14 days. Also look at the economy and some of the developments there. But first off, obviously, we have the attack in Florida. Now five dead, a whole bunch of people wounded. The numbers are growing. Now, I don't want to say that this was an Islamic attack, but almost every time we've seen these events as of late, it's been an Islamic attack. And the fact that they've had this individual in custody for an hour now, they're not announcing that he's a white Christian male, directs us towards the fact that it's probably Islamic. I'm not saying it's Islamic, but every other time, really in modern history that we've seen, it's been Islamic. There's a call for jihad around the world. We've seen a lot of attacks in Belgium and France and all over Europe, the Middle East, by jihadis. Many of these jihadis have been supported and funded by criminal elements within our government, led by folks like Barack Hussein Obama. So with 13, 14 days out till President Trump is finally seated as president, inaugurated, I expect to see more of this happen. I mean, ISIS, a branch of Al-Qaeda, comes out and, you know, says a few months ago, start driving cars into people at Christmas events, and it starts happening. In our media, a week later, still would not say that that was Islamic, just like the Nice attack last year as well. So it's sad that we have to sit here and expect our mainstream media not to tell us the truth and just have to be in the dark because they won't tell us who's done this. Really is sad. Notice when the five young black brainwashed hoodlums beat up the mentally retarded, mentally ill white person, doesn't know what planet they're on, the Chicago police try to make excuses for it. Again, this is all part of this move to get minorities, but also get Islamists to go out and cause a destabilization so that the government can bring in draconian systems to crack down on all of our free speech. They're bringing in basically people that do not comport with a free society while also trying to stir up groups in the country for a larger program of chaos. And we're seeing this ramped up in the 13, 14 days before the president is finally seated. We see the hysteria that obviously Paul's been talking about all day with, oh, my God, breaking news. We know who gave the intel from Russia to WikiLeaks. And then you read the article with a transcript from Congress and the hearings, and they go, this is not a smoking gun. But the Russians, this is top secret, they celebrated. Some of the Russians celebrated. Well, they publicly celebrated on TV. So did a lot of other countries around the world that want sovereignty. But I think it's very telltale, Paul, that we're not hearing the religion or the ethnicity of this individual. We know from San Bernardino to Fort Hood, we're told over and over again, this is not Islamic, that this is all just rogue. It's not terrorism. This could be a drug deal gone bad. It could be a general crazy person. But I think probably 9 times out of 10, it's safe bet to say this is Islamic, especially because we're not hearing anything right now about motive, Paul.
Well, they've just named him, according to Florida Senator Bill Nelson. He's just been named. What's more concerning is now reports of a second shooter. That's going on, but they've named him as Esteban Santiago, and that's from his military ID. So it looks like someone who was possibly in the military. Esteban Santiago obviously sounds Hispanic.
So that's
the latest.
Keep going, Paul. Break that down.
Yeah, the early reports were that a shooter basically unloaded until he had no bullets left. As he said, now kill count is up to 5. He then apparently laid down and just waited to be arrested. So that's why I said earlier that it didn't look Islamic, because normally those people just fight to the death or until they're suicided by a cop or whatever, or they kill themselves. So he just shot until he ran out of bullets. They got him into custody. They arrested him. He's been named as Esteban Santiago. But now reports of more shots being fired, cops taking cover. So it looks like there could be a second shooter. Obviously hope that's not the case, because it's going to mean more deaths. But the latest is that he's been named with a, you know, a Hispanic sounding name. So it remains to be seen the motive behind this.
Well, I'll tell you this, Paul. If there has been another shooting or another event happening, that would mean that this is coordinated. This is a pretty serious situation. Again, all I've been pointing out is that leading up to this seating of President Trump as the 45th president, his inauguration, we're already seeing all hell break loose because the globalists are moving on every front of watching.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, Katie Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out Katie Armor on Facebook or at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us on this Worldwide Friday edition. Again, I'm Alex Jones from the road. Paul Watson is sitting in doing a fabulous job. Leon McAdoo and David Knight are coming up in the fourth hour today. Obviously, they'll have more for you on the ongoing crisis in Florida, with at least 5 dead, more than 15 wounded, as of the latest info I have, and more people being shot at right now, and police pinned down, reportedly. Paul Joseph Watson is on the latest, confirmed with our newsroom. Paul, give us your latest breakdown on what's happening. For me, though, this just fits into this season of hysteria. This could either be, as I was saying earlier, jihadi attacks. Almost all of these have been jihadi attacks. They're told to target Christmas events, target public events, target the queues at airport security, a perfect place to attack. They're also, of course, out there through the whole Black Lives Matter, kill the police movement, calling for a leftist uprising that all major leftist publications have been calling for. We have articles on InfoWars.com today with the open leadership of the left putting Bernie Sanders, basically calling for an overthrow inside America while they claim that we're violent. This isn't about left or right, folks. This is just big banks and corporations use the radical left as their control arm to destabilize the country. I personally, just a free market nationalist capitalist, but this is an incredible time. We don't know yet, but this appears to be organized and bigger than we previously thought. Again, imagine if the Islamic sleeper cells, tens of thousands of them here in the U.S., more than that in Europe, ever start attacking. 5 million people brought in the last 3 years to Europe. Almost 3 million to Germany alone. 80% of military-age men, most of them combatants out of Syria. This is incredible. I noticed CNN last week said Islam's going to attack the West now because of Trump, and it's his fault. No, if there is a big jihad uprising, it's the globalist, Hillary, Obama, and all their faults. We, of course, told people 5 years ago that Hillary was creating this Islamic invasion. And now from 3 years ago, we have the leaked audio of John Kerry saying Obama and Hillary wanted ISIS to grow. Well, of course, they're behind it. So if this is part of a sleeper cell attack, we're not saying that's the case, but we're just having to obviously analyze who the prime suspects are and who the media tries to cover up for routinely. Sometimes weeks later, after it's an admitted Islamic attack, weeks later, even after it's all come out, the media still gets caught trying to cover it up. So, Paul Watson, what's the latest?
The latest is that one of the shooters, at least, has been named as Esteban Santiago, 27 years old by the looks of it, born in 1990. Again, this looked like completely professional hit. He had military ID, shot people in the head, went straight into it, no messing around. But then, surprisingly, and that's why, you know, I said it didn't really resemble Islamic at the beginning, because he laid down and let himself be arrested as soon as he'd run out of bullets. They're now, there's panic there. People are running on the tarmac. Reports of more shots inside a garage there at the airport in one of the terminals. According to eyewitnesses, elderly people were the main targets. It seemed like he shot people directly in the head. Absolute bloodshed and carnage. Suspect taken into custody unharmed. Again, he just lied down on the ground when he'd run out of bullets. Witnesses say the shooter wasn't targeting anyone specifically, just shooting as many people as he could. Slender man, dark hair again. He's been named as Esteban Santiago. So it remains to be seen. I mean, we've got Trump derangement syndrome sweeping the nation. We've got the mainstream media legitimizing violence across the board. So it remains to be seen what will happen. Obviously, another gun-free zone, Alex, where responsible people aren't allowed to be armed.
Well, that's right. Let me just expand on that. We've seen unfortunate mass shootings before. When cars are backfiring or people are wrecking or people are hearing loud noises in hysteria like fire in a theater, this may not be organized. There may not be shooters in this garage. Again, it could have been a loud noise, could have been a car wreck, could have been a backfire. Let's hope that this is not a larger operation. But again, I ask the question, why would Merkel bring in millions of jihadis into Germany and then let them attack people and say we're going to keep the borders open? In a New Year's Eve message, why would they bring in hundreds of thousands of these people here and then allow Somalis and others to bomb, shoot, and stab folks and then have our media cover it up? What do you think the larger plan is, Paul? And what do you think Obama and the globalists are thinking and trying with only 13, 14 days until Trump gets in?
Well, we know that the fascists who call themselves anti-fascists are openly planning violence. They're planning to shut down the inauguration. So, you know, all bets are off at this point. They still haven't given up on stopping Donald Trump becoming president after everything they tried failed. But now, Alex, we still have this hysterical anti-Russian narrative. You know, despite the Washington Post being caught again putting out fake news, claiming Russia hacked the U.S. electric grid last week, complete nonsense, no evidence to back it up. They had to admit that wasn't true the very next day. Now we have these hearings. We have Senator Lindsey Graham saying that, you know, Trump should throw rocks at Vladimir Putin, openly hyping, escalating this military conflict, this aggression against Russia. But the polls show that the American people just don't believe it, Alex. I think the last poll was 58% said they didn't even believe that Russia had a hand in intervening in the election. On the flip side, though, 50% of Hillary Clinton supporters, when polled, thought that Russia had directly hacked voting machines. So again, some people are wise to this. Some people are completely misled. They continue with this hysterical Russian narrative And it's a complete echo chamber, Alex. It's, oh, NBC has been leaked this report. The Washington Post reports on what NBC said based on shadowy, unnamed sources in the intelligence agency. Still, no actual proof whatsoever has been presented.
Well, that's right, Paul. And let's pull back from this and look at it. You have, as you just mentioned, the Washington Post, that is now the most deceptive mouthpiece for the globalists in this country, even worse than the New York Times. The New York Times has so destroyed itself, it's starting to kind of back off a little bit, at least on the surface. The Washington Post says that the Russians hacked the Vermont power station, tried to shut down the East Coast. The whole thing was completely made up. 2 weeks ago, they put out a list saying InfoWars, Drudge, and others were Russian agents, basically, and that Russian bots were promoting us. Then a few days later, they had to retract it, saying, we don't know where we got the list. It's just made up. And so the good news is almost no one in the intelligence community is buying this. Nobody in the military is buying it. The American people in major polls aren't buying it, except for deranged, brain-dead Democrats who are really just pathetic people. They'll believe anything they're told. They're low-information voters, and I'm quite frankly sad for them how pathetic they are, but they're running around. You listen to NPR. I mean, it makes people that hated Russia for a reason, because it was run by communists back in the 60s, like Joseph McCarthy, sound like leftists compared to this. I mean, these people would call Joseph McCarthy a Russian agent. I don't say that in jest. That's how over-the-top they're just is. And the good news is, as you said, none of it's working. And then we've got Lindsey Graham, the guy that supports these, you know, $1.5 billion airplanes that aren't even as good as a $2 million aircraft. I mean, that's admitted. An old used F-15 is better. You're running around saying, you'll do what I say, Trump. You'll come out and denounce Russia. If Trump came out and did this, they would have him. They could bully him forever. They could tell him to do whatever they wanted. The truth is, we want detente. We want a pivot. If Russia had 98% of rare earth minerals, the Panama Canal on both ends, had bought off much of Congress, had been involved in our election, was controlling Hollywood, buying up all six of the big production houses, and engaged in all this anti-American activity, threatening Japan, funding North Korea, building artificial islands, stealing our drone submarines, having mobile execution vans, having public executions of Buddhists and Christians, selling Christians' organs, murdering Tibetans for no reason, dumping toxic waste into the atmosphere like nobody else's business. I mean, China is out of control. You've been there, you've seen it. And they're the ones in our business. So if Russia was doing 20% of what China was doing, I would be all up in their grill. Russia's not doing anything to the U.S., except it's true they're anti-leftist now. They are pushing pro-family values. In Russia, you would be arrested if you put on Fox TV there, the equivalent, a six-year-old that is a tranny and who has sex with people and who wears a ball gag in his mouth and who likes blood splattered on sex. This is basically conditioning us for pedophilia. So in Russia, that's illegal. Here, it's not. It's force-fed. And the left is so pissed that after 75 years of having Russia under their control as a social experiment, taking a Christian nation and a totally conservative nation, probably the most conservative in history, and turning it into a leftist hellhole. I'm not defending Tsarist Russia the way it was. It was very, very old world, very, very feudal. But Europe had been feudal just 50 years before. You know, Germany had been just as feudal as Russia 50 years before. So instead of Russia getting its reform, it got something 100 times worse, absolute total bedlam. So the Russian people, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, if you want the whole story, won his Nobel Prize for History and Literature. But then he came to the West and found out, oh, my God, the Communist Revolution was funded out of New York City. He wrote best-selling books in Russia about it. They're bestsellers in Germany as well. The entire Russian intelligentsia now knows what really happened. That's why they arrested the oligarchs, the grandkids of the folks that took over Russia, kicked them out, and the same oligarchs are ruling us today. So, we have solidarity with Russia, solidarity with Italy, solidarity with England, solidarity with Catalonia, with any group of people wanting self-destiny, wanting to be on their own, wanting to be their own country. And so if America ever becomes super evil or super destructive, I'm fine with Texas breaking off, or if part of northern Mexico and Texas decided to set up a free country and it was promoting more freedom. I say do that, you know, if there's no other way to fix it. And clearly, with the euro, it was set up to be a tyranny. It was set up to be unelected. It was set up to consolidate power in their own dimensions. It was set up to merge with the Middle East. So as an act of survival, Europe and Russia and the UK and Ireland and every other place has to stand up and say no. And look, we don't know what's happened in Florida yet. We don't know if there's multiple shooters. We don't know. They've got one guy in custody. You can put his name and photo up on screen. That's in the news now, up on Infowars.com. But what we do know is, as I said, all hell is going to break loose during this election. I said it 2 years ago. I said it 6 months ago. I said it on election night. I said this isn't over. I said they're going to block the electors. They're going to have recounts. They're going to try to kill Trump. They're going to try to start a war in the Middle East and against Russia because I know the enemy. And they operate targeting the lowest common denominator. They operate targeting low-information voters, the type that'll, you know, tie up a black guy for no reason and torture him because you're a dumb white supremacist, or the same types that you're a bunch of black supremacists egged on by the media. You do the same thing. They target idiots. So we have to understand that we can see their propaganda, and instead of arguing with their BS most of the time, which I still do myself because it's fun to pick apart, we need to just overturn the entire paradigm and say these are known liars that have been caught running hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. They are the fake news. So they're branding us as the fake news. And I think the most ominous thing so far here, Paul, that you've covered, I'd like you to take over now because you're more eloquent than I am. So I'm so honored to be able to take off a few days with the family, or at least partially take off. I'm still working probably 8 hours a day, just not 16 hours a day, to hear you and the rest of the crew working as a wonderful team. I'm very honored to be associated with you and with Nico and with all the rest of the wonderful crew. I'm very, very honored to be associated with these affiliates around the country and to be associated with the true return of Americana. We want Russia to be great. We want America to be great. We want Germany to be great. We want Mexico to be great. And it's multinational globalists that are nothing but the second wave of colonialism that are anti-free market monopoly men that are the people ruining Argentina and Venezuela and Mexico. I mean, Mexico was a paradise 60-something years ago. But even better than Mexico, Argentina was incredible. Venezuela was incredible. Argentina had more money than the average American and is way prettier. I'm sorry. I mean, I haven't been there. I've seen HD video, talked to folks that have been down there. It's like incredible. But they got monopoly men in that didn't want wealth anymore and cut the people off and made the population poor on purpose to control them. That's called feudalism. That's called serfdom. Globalism isn't reinventing austerity. Okay? They're just bringing it back with new names, but it's still the exact same thing. So we're seeing a tyranny. We're bringing back the latest, hottest thing to ever work. Free market capitalism. Vote with your money. Vote with your actions. Vote with your reviews. Vote with your feet. Vote with your mouth. Vote with who you marry, who you love. That's the true diversity. That's the true cultures coming together and building something better on a top-down directed system. But, Paul, you mentioned how this is the algorithm they're putting in to have the leftists go around and tattle on everybody on YouTube and on Facebook with their special little licenses, their little thought brigades, and then challenge you and then not even let you, like Kafka-esque, know what you've supposedly done wrong to start the process of building a trail to claim that you've been banned for reason, so that when you get banned for no cause, you still subconsciously feel like you did because you were put through some type of kangaroo trial. So we should use Facebook and YouTube and Google as much as we can, but to direct everybody back to our platforms, like Grudge has talked about, like Infowars.com/show. But we're under massive hack attack on a daily basis. Drudge is under massive hack attack. They're beta testing all this and getting ready with a major offensive globally, corporately, through media and more, to really try to sell us on accepting free speech being curtailed. The problem for them is all over the world, humanity is resisting this and rejecting it, and everything they're doing is falling on its face or is being deflated or shot down very quickly. So that's why everybody has got to re-intensify their actions with Infowars.com and our articles and our videos, or start your own blogs, your own websites, so that there's such a giant background noise of truth, they can't damper it because we've got such a massive amplifier. But notice, they didn't start the censorship and trying to steal the election the day after. They waited a few weeks till they thought we went back to sleep. So now they're doing this during the new year. They're doing this when everybody's going back to school. They're doing this when everybody's busy trying to, you know, pay the bills. They're now launching their control arms, their takeovers right now. So that's why it's essential to win this fight is to buy into it, folks. Realize that history's happening. Realize that you can support liberty. Realize that we are having victories. And realize that if the enemy is able to win, if we give up control of our lives, if we submit to them, it is a horrible, horrible future. And all of our ancestors and what they went through to get us to this point have basically failed. So this is the struggle of the human species against the parasite predators in our own species. This is our big battle, folks. This is all of it on the table right now. But quite frankly, Paul, I think the big issues are we're seeing an attempted corporate global coup by rogue elements of the intelligence agencies here in America. They're the outsiders. They're the globalists claiming that those of us trying to restore the republic are the enemy. But the other big story is, as you said, the massive censorship, and that's why, even though I know you're about to go on a well-deserved vacation, all of us have to remain vigilant because we're some of the only leading lights that have analyzed the globalist attack plan and know how to defeat it. And our listeners are the brain trust that
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch without proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Out your window, I'm leaving.
On the latest from the shooting at the airport in Fort Lauderdale.
We had reports of a possible second incident earlier. That is still remains unconfirmed. Some are saying that it's just being investigated. Some are saying that it happened and there are actual victims. WSVN is reporting another man being handcuffed in a possible second incident. Some witnesses reporting gunshots, but again, that's not clear yet. What is very strange about this is the initial reports were that the gunman, who apparently just surrendered when he ran out of bullets and has since been named as Esteban, let me get his name correct here, Esteban Santiago, he was named as the initial gunman. He was arrested, having put up no resistance, apparently, according to the reports. The eyewitnesses said that he said nothing during the rampage, but then there was a later report that he said, quote, "I'm not Jewish." Now, other people are saying that that could have been one of the frightened passengers thinking it was an Islamic terror attack, saying, "I'm not Jewish," in an attempt to avoid being shot. But again, one of the eyewitnesses said that that was what the gunman said. But again, as with all these situations, it's completely fluid and things change on a minute-by-minute basis. Broward sheriffs have tweeted that there is an active search, unconfirmed reports of additional shots fired on airport property. But again, it remains unconfirmed for the moment. Unfortunately, we do know that there are at least 5 dead. Initial reports said 14 injured, other reports said 8. But the death toll, unfortunately, is climbing. The TSA tweeted out an update that there was an active shooter to shelter in place. That seems like it was in reference to a second shooting. But again, remains unconfirmed. Did he make any kind of statement? Did he say, "I'm not Jewish," or was that one of the frightened victims? It remains to be seen. It remains to be seen who will exploit this for political grist. Again, you have a mainstream media after every Islamic terror attack that obsesses about saying not all Muslims are terrorists. Nobody's even denying that. You have a mainstream media that after every Black Lives Matter inspired attack says it has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. So we'll wait and see how it unfolds. Donald Trump has made a statement already on Twitter that he's monitoring the terrible situation in Florida. Just spoke to Governor Scott. Thoughts, prayers for all. Stay safe. So Trump was quick to respond on Twitter. Also on a different subject, Trump has now had his intelligence briefing on Russia supposedly hacking the U.S. presidential election, and he's issued a statement which says, quote, "There was no tampering whatsoever with voting machines. There were attempts to hack the Republican National Committee, but the RNC had strong hacking defenses and the hackers were unsuccessful." He says at no point that he saw, according to this statement, any evidence that Russia hacked John Podesta's emails, the DNC emails, or anything. So that is a statement released after the conclusion of his meeting with intelligence community leaders, and it has not changed Donald Trump's mind. He goes on at the end of the statement to say, "I will appoint a team to give me a plan within 90 days of taking office to aggressively combat and stop cyber attacks." And basically, Trump is not convinced by whatever he saw at this intelligence briefing. Breaking news on the Florida incident, and we will continue with this in the fourth hour. The Broward County Sheriff's Office just upgraded the incident to a terrorist attack, so it's confirmed that it is a terrorist attack. Reports of a second shooting remain fluid, but they're saying that this is obviously, doesn't really need to be said, does it? Terrorist attack, the culprit, at least one of them, has been named as Esteban Santiago. He had military ID, he shot people in the head. It was a terrorist attack. Unfortunately, the death toll is rising. We hope those reports of the second shooter are just panic, cars backfiring, etc. As Alex said, it could be anything. Fourth hour, we will continue to cover it on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned for continuing breaking news. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.